Mohamed Yunus, a Bangladeshi economist, and the Grameen Bank he founded have been jointly awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Professor Yunus founded the bank in 1976 to lend to the very poorest in his native Bangladesh, a move that earned him the nickname Banker to the Poor. The plan was to offer small loans to those who are too poor to be offered credit through the conventional banking system. In doing so, he pioneered microcredit, a system copied in more than 100 nations from the United States to Uganda. Yunus set up the bank with just $27 from his own pocket, which he lent to a group of women labourers. 30 years on, Grameen Bank now lends to 6.6 billion people, of whom 96% are women.
I never had any intention of creating a bank or anything. I was just a frustrated person. I was a frustrated teacher, economics teacher. Because I saw economics that I teach in the classroom doesn't help anybody outside the classroom.
In an interview with Vatican Radio in 1998, Mohamed Yunus told us how he evolved from being a frustrated economics teacher to a banker. Yunus firmly believes that credit is a human right and said his disillusionment with conventional banking systems that excluded poor people was what prompted him to found a totally new type of bank.
But what about the people? People are suffering, people are hungry, people are living in a terrible mess. So I just got out of it. I said, this economics I cannot teach to my students, that economics that I don't believe in. So I wanted to find an economics that I believe in, that I can come back and say, hey, this is the economics. So along the way, I saw how people suffered for tiny amounts of money. All the world over, you'll see how moneylenders flourish, how loan sharks flourish. In Philippines, they call it 5 and 6, meaning you borrow 5 peso in the morning, pay 6 peso in the evening. 20% interest per day. And do you expect people to flourish in a situation like that? They just become bonded labor. They work for the moneylenders, not for themselves. So I was saying this is wrong. Why should the banks stay up there and give loans to people who already have a lot of money? The banking system is built on the premise, the more you have, the more you can get. If you have nothing, we don't give you nothing. I think that's a very funny thing. But it gets away with it. Nobody raised a question about it. We raised the question. So we reversed the whole principle. We reversed the whole axiom. We said, less you have, higher priority you get to take a loan. If you don't have anything, you get the highest priority to take a loan. And it worked. Grameen Bank is nothing but defiance of rules. It's absolute defiance all along the way. They said, well, women don't know how to deal with money. We said, let's find out. And today, nobody can say that they are poor borrowers. They're doing excellent work. They run the bank because they are on the board of the bank. So all the things we have been told by the banking system is just put upside down.
Grameen Bank broke all the rules of the book. But as Yunus explains, its philosophy is that the poor should be empowered to help lift themselves out of poverty, rather than being given charity or state handouts.
I'm not saying that the state should come and hold the poor in the lap. I'm saying that the institutions should be built so that they can be in business. I'm saying that credit is a human right. I didn't say that the charity is a human right. So we are not saying different things. But how you implement it, one can do it, okay, I don't believe in charities, I don't believe in welfare, so let's cut it off. That's the wrong thing. You're not giving them the options. So the options have to be built. Institutions have to be built so that they become full human beings rather than welfare recipient and live like a human being in zoo. Every day you are fed. Human beings are not animals in a zoo. They are very creative people. So unleash that creativity. And that can be done in a very different kind of format. So there is no conflict in a broader sense. The conflict is you end your statement there, cut off the assistance, balance the budget, as if people do not matter. People do matter. And balance your budget as much as you want, but recreate the institutions which has created the poverty. Poverty has not been created by the poor people. Poverty has been created by the institutions. So you must fix the institutions and poverty will be gone. And nobody should be on welfare.
That was Mohamed Yunus, this year's Nobel Peace Prize laureate.